Well, you're lucky the Lord looks sideways.
This week on Altoons, a love-in with the different aspects of love as expressed by the Terry Hattie Group, Angèle Arsenault, Kinley, Lenny Gallant, and more, plus continuing the homage to Black History Month with an Altoons flashback interview. Yiz ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isletunes for the week of February 9th, 2025. This episode is sponsored by Repeats, quality used clothing for the whole family and year-round costume center. About to arrive is the Love Day, or the dreaded VD, depending on how you look at it. Of course, I'm talking about Valentine's Day, and this episode is going to be a big Valentine's card from me to you via music about love from a gorgeous variety of Prince Edward Island artists. It's better than a dozen roses and lasts a hell of a lot longer. So as not to get too gushy, we'll also get into longing and the need for self-love, because as Madonna once sang, until I learned to love myself, I was never ever loving anybody. Else. So important. As it is to concentrate on love with all the hate going on, particularly south of our border, if you can't understand or relate to a group of people who are different from you through skin color or sexual orientation or gender identity or culture, you know, it's a form of love to simply do a live and let live instead of ranking on them or persecuting them. Hallmark doesn't have a Valentine's card for that, which is why I made one for you on that theme. Kind of like Charlie Brown in that Peanut special, except when I cut hearts out of paper, it doesn't fall apart. Single, coupled, thrupled, or some combination thereof, you know you want a little romance. This famed vocalist is going to see that you get some. Famed means he was the lead singer for a later incarnation of the Guess Who back in the early 90s. More locally, he wowed island audiences in the Confetsetter shows Canada Rocks and British Invasion. Full disclosure-like, he was also Ella Montgomery's grandfather in a workshop version of The Nine Lives of Ella Montgomery, a musical drama I wrote the book and lyrics for. If you don't know who I'm talking about, his identity is given away in his own band, the Terry Hattie Group. No, that's not a law firm. It's what I would call a prog rock combo fused with balladry and musical theater, and in 2008 they released an album, Dream Dogs. Well, it ain't no dream. Terry Hattie and his group are here to launch the ship of love with a scorcher simply called Romance. And it's only the beginning of this Valentine called Isletunes.
Romance. Romance, you wait upon the highest bidder, but romance, romance, you're so many loves to consider, but just take your time. Take time to make up your mind. You know that love, love won't go, won't go away. Romance, romance. take your time.
Time and hearts, they're ticking, according to Hit the Coast on Isletunes. That's the newest track from the formation of Curtis Klein, Bruce Rooney, and Evan McCosham, who first hit us in 2022. This latest release just came out January 23rd. These coast hitters consider Big Wreck and Kings of Leon their influences, and certainly you can hear this brand of alt-rock in their sound, along with a grittiness I can't quite place, but I'm grooving. They describe this track as, quote, a heavy thumper for your winter woes, unquote. And I can't say that's inaccurate. There must be something a little extra special in the soil of the Islands of Vangeline region, because the crop of francophone artists continually harvested from it is especially robust. Angèle Arsenault did the playing kitchen party thing growing up, as many musicians out that way do, but winning a singing contest on a Charlottetown TV station in the late 50s sent her on a trajectory not granted to most islanders. After touring through Moncton, Quebec, and other parts of Canada in the 60s, she was inspired to begin writing her own material in 1973. 1983, and the following year she released her first album, the appropriately titled Première. At the same time, she was hosting an award-winning educational program for TV Ontario. Not bad for une jeune fille from Abram Village. Here with a cut from that 1974 record is Angèle Arsenault, and for once I don't even need Google Translate for the title, Je veux être amoureuse. I want to be in love. I know I've already fallen for this song on iTunes.
Je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je ne veux pas supporter les technicalités, la planification, les multiples positions. Un travail réussi, son devoir accompli, hygiène de la nuit. Moi je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je ne peux pas supporter quand on vient m'annoncer que maintenant ça se fait comme ça, qu'il faut de la marijuana pour se moderniser, qu'il faut tout partager, que c'est ça la liberté. Moi je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je ne peux pas supporter toute cette publicité, les revues spécialisées qui ne laissent rien imaginer. L'amour a disparu, la tendresse on n'en parle plus, tout cela s'est révolu. Moi je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je ne peux pas supporter de passer mes soirées à me rouler dans les bras de celui-ci, celui-là, et de rentrer chez moi plus déçu chaque fois. L'amour ce n'est pas ça. Moi je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je veux amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je ne peux pas supporter l'amour américanisé, congelé et fait réchauffer. Dépêche-toi, on est pressé, pas le temps de se rendre au lit, que c'est déjà fini et on continue sa vie. Moi je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je fais l'amour. Je veux être amoureuse, amoureuse quand je l'amour.
Légendaire! Canadian famous, PEI proud Angèle Arsenault from 51 years ago, mon Dieu, with a Valentine from her very first record, Je veux être amoureuse, on iTunes. We sadly lost her to cancer in 2014, but not before she received the Ordre de la Pléiade de l'Association des Parlementaires de Langue Française, an honorary doctorate from the University of Prince Edward Island, and the Order of Canada. Nous t'aimons, Angèle. Coming up, a quartet of songs with love in the title, Spencer Soloduca lights up a torch, and Jorby comes back for a visit by way of an iTunes flashback. You know that phrase, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it? Clearly there's some past that wasn't remembered, if the current state of U.S. affairs is any indication. This truism is most often attributed to Winston Churchill, but surprise, it really originated with Spanish-American philosopher George Santayana and came from his 1905 book, The Life of Reason, The Phases of Human Progress. There! You just accurately remembered the past and therefore are not condemned to repeat that tidbit of misinformation. Now let's do that up island style by combing through the virtual yellowed pages of islandnewspapers.com for this little segment, rightly named This Week in PEI History. February 9th, 1945. The Charlottetown Guardian announced that Lieutenant Earl Grady MacLeod of Charlottetown had been awarded Canada's Military Cross for gallantry and distinguished conduct in liberating Kamperland, a village in the Netherlands that was, up until that point, controlled by the Nazis. At only 23, MacLeod led a small troop into Kamperland and overwhelmed the occupiers, forcing a surrender and capturing some 200 German soldiers, including their commandant. MacLeod was the only Maritimer awarded by Ottawa in this particular group of honorees. That's what you call fighting for freedom. February 13th, 1996. The Panther Prints, which is what UPEI's student union newspaper was called back then, printed this in their personals column just in time for Valentine's Day. It was a message written to a biology man and read as follows. Quote, I have heard you are available. I am hoping you will come out of the super quiet room long enough to be my Valentine. In case you haven't figured it out, I am talking about you, Darcy Murphy. Happy Valentine's Day. unquote. And it was signed an admirer. Wouldn't it be a trip if Darcy and admirer actually got together from this? And even more of a trip if they still were? Darcy, if you're listening, hit me up in Dish. We want details. February 15, 1929, the Charlottetown Guardian printed data from a report released by the then junior American vice consul in charge of monitoring the amount of declared exports into the United States from PEI. Though the reported value of exports from the calendar year 1928 didn't reach levels from 1927, they still amounted to just over $2 million, which equates to $35 million in today's dollars. Goods exported to the states from here included canned lobster, live silver fox, poultry, beef, salted cod, turnips, fresh frozen smelts, grass seed, and, of course, potatoes. You know, just in case, with Mango Mussolini trying to start a trade war and poo-pooing what Canada contributes to the U.S., you thought exporting to the States hasn't been a thing for a long damn time. Speaking of business, it's time to get in your business about a PEI business. So, as they say, don't go away, because iTunes will be right back.
Longing to refresh your wardrobe but don't want to break the bank doing it? Give yourself the treat of Repeats. Clothes? Of course they have clothes, but Repeats also stocks accessories, jewelry, shoes, plus household items and decorations. And let's not forget costumes, including props and makeup you usually can only find elsewhere at Halloween. All for prices so fabulous, you can work the runway your way. Repeats. Quality used clothing for the whole family and year-round costume center. 95 Capitol Drive in Charlottetown, in the Owl's Hollow building. You'll definitely make a repeat trip to Repeats.
Hi, I'm Baja Royalty, and you're listening to Owl Tunes with Adam Michael James.
If you send me birds from above. If you send me sweet, simple love.
I'm feeling you. Isn't that what we all want? Sweet, Simple Love, as detailed by Brielle Ansems from her 2020 debut album This New Hurricane on iTunes. And talk about storming up on shore, this first recording of hers netted 5 Music PEI Award nominations for 2021 and saw her leaving that gala with a Pop Recording of the Year trophy. Identifying as bi, queer, and raised in Montague, Brielle followed her hurricane hiatus with 2022's Still Awake, on which she explored the realities of chronic depression and anxiety, making a musical reality of her advocacy for mental wellness and compassion. And compassion. Yeah, need more of that, y'all. Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings once made the melodic plea, "Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys." Neither actually wrote that. It was first recorded by songwriter Ed Bruce. But here we have the case of a mama who actually encouraged her babies to be cowboys, or country singers anyway. Ethel Ellis and her husband Russell started up a band with sons, nephews, and family friends. The outfit went through lineup changes that would make roster reinventing groups like Chicago and Fleetwood Mac stand up and take notice, and Ethel herself even stepped down as a performer. But it was the fusion of Ellis's Steve, Greg, Rick, Dave, and Brian that took hold. After winning songwriting competitions in Moncton, they headed to Nashville and recorded Juno and Canadian Country Music Award nominated records in 1983, 1985, and 1987. This is from the last of the three, and if it wasn't named for Valentine's Day, I don't know what was. From the album Heart on Fire, this is the Ellis Family Band with Magic Love on iTunes, because all love should be magical. Yeah, I'm an idealist, so what?
More than the gold this wedding band, more than the green grass that covers this land, more than the water that fills the sea, this magic love you share with me, like the flight of an eagle soaring on high, like the scent of a rose too lovely to die. Love encircles my life and makes it turn round, more precious than diamonds found in the ground, more than the gold in this wedding band, more than the green grass that covers this land, more than the water that fills the sea, this magic love share with me. Much deeper than fame, it reaches high, higher than sky, this magical love that's found you and I, more than the gold in this wedding band, more than the green grass that covers this land, more than the water that fills the sea. Covers this land, more than water that fills the sea, this magic love you share with me, this magic love you share with me.
take me home with you tonight. You could be my moonlight love, shining bright like the stars above. Drink or two ago, I saw you walking from the winter snow. And this heart is beating strong, and I know it won't be long until you
Journeying on with this quartet of Islanders songs with love in the title to mark this coming February 14th, you just heard Brock Mattson doing his best croon on his cut Moonlight Love on Isletunes. That's from Brock's 2014 album The Child I Once Was, and his work has been described as smooth, gentle sounds of sorrow. True dat. If you didn't hear longing in there, you might need to clean the wax out, you know what I'm saying? Brock took inspiration for carrying the torch of slow traditional country from George Jones, not surprisingly, but Brock's major influence seems to come in the form of Brock's grandfather, Larry Matson, himself a notable Canadian country singer who taught Brock how to play chords, so that's how he got to where Brock is today. Brock's most recent single was 2022's Rather Be With You. Cinderella, Snow White, Beauty and the Beast. We all know those fairy tale romances, and it can be hard to not get swept up in these kinds of stories when envisioning what we want our own romantic life to be like. Not that those tales are bastions of realism, but on the flip side, does that mean you should settle for whatever you can get even when it's not fulfilling? Experience tells me the answer to that is a qualified no. And it's something that PEI heroine Kinley is qualified to talk about. One foot is grounded in the belief in love, the other is grounded in the right of women to empower themselves, such as when Kinley released Microphone, a 2016 song about sexual assault that hit so hard, it's still used in grade 9 health classes to teach students about consent. After a second self-titled album in 2020, she followed with 2022's Daylight, and this offering from it sends the hopeful message that, when it comes to love, you deserve more. Or as Madonna, there she is again, said, don't go for second best, baby.
Sometimes it just takes a fairy.
Okay, now you're getting personal. But talking of fairies, here's the island's own spirited sprite with Fairy Tale Love, a book opened up for all to read on Isletunes.
Smokestack, blowing smoke all over this town. You can yell and say it's only a debate, but you're the only one talking right now. So I'm closing the book on us. I'm walking away, walking. 'Cause if I walk away, it'll dissipate, and I don't need your drama anyhow. I'm still looking for the fairy tale.
Kinley, putting out the call for some fairy tale love on Isletunes.
Sometimes it just takes a fairy.
Okay, now we talked about this. That wraps up four island songs in a row with love in the title. One should never insist upon perfection when it comes to love. Hey, I came of age watching soap, so I still have to battle back starry-eyed notions about it. But it is important, as Kinley just demonstrated, to know what you want. And what you don't. Lessons learned. Still to come, Spencer Soloduca and his tearaways go on a torchy tear. Lenny Gallant time travels from 1997 to remind us what we shouldn't do without. And Black History Month continues with multi-genre master Jorby. Yeah, so all this fuss about Valentine's Day. Wondering where it came from? Well, there was this clergyman dude, Valentinus, who lived in the 200s, and he ran afoul of the Roman Empire for ministering to persecuted Christians. It's said that Val performed marriages for these folks, so he got martyred, red killed, on February 14th, 269, and in the 8th century, they started celebrating a feast day for him. Now you know that we give each other cards and chocolates because someone got killed. Romantic, ain't it? What does any of this have to do with live shows happening across the province? Absolute jack, but it's a hell of a lead up. Here's Gigs to Dig across Prince Edward Island. Thursday, February 13th, it's the Nick Donoff, Dennis Ellsworth, and Scott McKay Songwriters Circle at the Trailside Music Hall. Friday, February 14th, it's Amanda Jackson and Route 225's Valentine's or Not show, also at the Trailside. Also happening on the 14th, Hikato, Louisa Guiza, and Wee Bully Clouds, they are all at Baba's Lounge. Saturday, February 15th, the Love Junkies play the Pony Boat in Charlottetown. Looking into next week, February 19th, the Jack Pine Folk Club with host Shane Pendergast is at the Poorhouse in Charlottetown. February 20th, it's Queer Cubed Fest, show tune sing-along at the Guild. Also at the Guild on the 21st, Queer Cubed Fest Lip Sync Roulette. February 21st also sees Joe Chevry from La Funk and Friends at Upstreet Craft Brewing. February 21st and 22nd, it's Brooke and Brad Country Classics at the Trailside. February 22nd, Fiddler Sons are at King's Playhouse. And also on February 22nd, it's Sam O and Louisa Guiza at Upstreet Craft Brewing. Don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kenny.
Hi, this is Todd McLean, and you are listening to Isle Tunes. Yeah! Woo! Carry this dawn in my heart.
my loins ache now. That's what happens when you've been burned by Torch from Spencer Soloduca and the Tearaways on Isletunes. If you've ever longed for someone you couldn't have, no comment, you grooved on that literal Torch song. It came from the group's self-titled 2014 album, and its seven members reached into the soul sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, among other genres, to create their signature style. Did it make you horny? It should, as the ensemble boasted what was called a muscular horn section. And Spencer brings the heat with his passionate delivery. I think the Tearaways have been torn down, but you can still catch Spencer tickling the ivories for current soul outfit Mercy Please. Lenny Gallant. There, if I got into any amount of detail about his catalog and accolades, we'd be here all day. Besides, you know the gist. The North Rustico native started playing guitar, harmonica, and mandolin in local bands as a youth, and since 1988, he's released 15 albums, 11 in English and 4 in French. He performed in London at the largest Canada Day celebration outside of Canada's borders, and wrote the multimedia show Searching for Abiquit, which has been called a musical love letter to PEI that mixed beloved songs from his long career with new compositions. I've met him, and I'd have to say he stayed amazingly humble and grounded considering his success level. Plus, looking over his repertoire as a whole, you can tell his heart is in cultural and environmental issues, as well as in issues of love. For his fellow man, that is. And do we ever need a lesson in that right about now? From his 1997 album Lifeline, this is Lenny Gallant with a reminder that we can't quite live without love on this Valentine's Day episode of Isletunes.
You may speak in all the languages of angels and of men. There may be no mystery you can't comprehend. Your eyes may be so gifted, the future you can name. Your faith may move a mountain, your hope forever flame. But without you gain nothing. Without love, you are lost. Only love is worth the journey, no matter what the cost. You may gain all of the gold and power in the land, then give it all away, beg the streets with empty hands. Surrender up your body to a cause you know is right. Be the winner or the loser, conceited or contrite. Without you gain nothing. Without love, you are lost. Only love is worth the journey, no matter what. The men and angels will one day all be stilled. All our mysteries unraveled, our prophecies fulfilled. Now we see through a glass darkly, in a mirror out of place. But then we will know fully, we shall see it face to face. Without love, you gain nothing. Without love, you are lost. Only love is worth the journey, no matter what.
Even a 3D printer couldn't duplicate him. Who else could that be but Lenny Gallant on Isletunes as he sang, "Y'all can try, but you're not gonna make it without love." And as I said earlier in the show, you can show love for other humans by simply letting them be. Or as a lot of us were told as children, mind your own beeswax. Hey, did you know St. Valentine is also the patron saint of bees and epilepsy? Who doles out these patron sainthoods anyway? You may not know it, but here on PEI, we have our very own patron saint of lo-fi and antipop. There's no feast day dedicated to him, but maybe someone should institute one, because he's been dropping singles like crazy since 2023, pretty much every couple of months. The latest was released in December. For Black History Month last year, I had a chance to talk with that version of him that, at the time of that recording, had only put out 2 songs. We chatted about his penchant for gender blending and what it's like being a black artist who can play bluegrass. I didn't end up getting you a new interview for this episode, but the one from last February is worth the revisit. This is Jorby, and when his social media handle says Jorby is bad, I say you better damn well believe it. Check this out.
Isletunes Flashback.
Alright, continuing on with the elevation of Black History Month, I have with me, via the magic of Zoom, an artist you may not have heard of, but you should. He's out of Summerside, and to say his music runs the gamut of genres is an understatement. From hip-hop to rock to electronica and back again, this fellow is truly multi-genre and multi-talented. He is Jorby, and he's letting me talk to him from the Isletunes Studios, otherwise known as my basement. Jorby, welcome, and thank you for chatting with me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. Now, your bio lists you as an artist who's alternative, lo-fi, and anti-pop. How about letting us know how that definition applies to you?
My genres that I've been, making have been really eclectic. I was kind of struggling, actually, to come up with, like, what to put in the bio. So I was like, most of the stuff I've been making lately, like a lot of my unreleased stuff kind of fit that sort of window. So I'm like, I'll just put that.
Well, it's definitely evocative and it does add a little bit of mystery, which works well for an artist, I think. Speaking of which, I couldn't find much about you. So what can you tell us about Jorby?
I'm an artist from PEI, I grew up in Nova Scotia and then, moved here. I've been here for quite a while now. I've been making music for ever since I was in high school. I'm 30 now, so it's been a little while. I've been kind of in and out of music, just screwing around, making beats, like recording myself. And then, I've started taking it seriously the last year or so.
And like I said, you do tend to move through different styles, R&B, rock, electronica, even acoustic. You had some chill in there and some instrumentals. Even within one EP or project, which most artists don't do, what inspires you to?
Growing up, I've always, my dad listens to a lot of, classic. Well, actually, his musical taste is a little eclectic, too. But he would always listen to, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. But I was a bit of a rebel. I was always listening to, alt rock and, stuff like Billy Talent and Bloc Party growing up. And my taste just kind of expanded from there and, took me on a journey. So, yeah.
I like that you've been able to incorporate that into your music. Because like I said, I mean, a lot of artists who do explore different genres usually don't do it within the same album.
Yeah.
which is pretty cool. What is your experience as a Black artist been here on the island? And how do you think it compares with Nova Scotia?
So I haven't really performed live or anything or gotten really out of the house to do artist stuff. But there was a period of time where I was going around with my friend, his name's Nathan Scribner, he plays fiddle, and we were playing at Shining Waters and stuff. So it's pretty neat. People are always they're really surprised when they see in that case, it was a Black dude up with an acoustic guitar playing some bluegrass. But yeah, they're always I don't take it offensively or anything, but people are always really surprised when they see somebody like me doing stuff like that.
More boundary breaking. We like that.
Yeah. So it's been pretty interesting.
Yeah. So, and compared to Nova Scotia?
It was sort of similar. I guess my experience performing and getting out as a musician back then would have been playing different little events with my band that I was in high school. It was a bit more maybe I just didn't notice it back then. I was a little bit more oblivious to social stuff, but it just seemed kind of normal. Nobody really pointed anything out or seemed, I didn't really perceive any different treatment or anything like that.
Well, good.
For my race, at least.
Good.
Well, the only thing that should be different that people should be paying attention to is your music and the fact that it's all these different genres. So that's pretty cool. You said you hadn't really done live performances here yet. Are you planning to?
I've been trying to figure out the logistics of that where I don't really have a band and it's just me. So I've been working through the should I perform over a backing track? Should I sing with the song itself, turn down vocals, etc.? It's just mainly a matter of actually calling and working out a gig somewhere.
Well, there's plenty of ways to do that here, so I'm sure you'll figure that out. And speaking of which, who on the island would you like to work with?
I'm not super knowledgeable about the scene, but I have seen a few of the musicians featured on this podcast, Norder. My cousin-in-law is friends with one of the guys in the band and they seem super cool. So that would be cool to work with them.
Declan, are you listening? Jorby wants to work with y'all.
Hey, But yeah, there is also another musician from Charlottetown who does a lot of similar music to the stuff I'm sort of getting into with the hyper-pop, anti-pop genre. His name is Colast. He's really cool.
See, now that you've introduced me to somebody.
Yeah, I actually met him online and like through TikTok and stuff. And then I just like noticed he made some post about Charlottetown, or I think I saw something in the background. I was like, wait, are you in PEI? He's like, yeah, why? I'm like, I am too.
What are the odds?
So yeah, that was super neat. So we're kind of buddies now. I really want to like get it network more with like local musicians. Like it seems like most of my musician friends are like people across the world that I met online. So it would be cool to meet a lot more locals.
Now you've already had two singles out this year, and we're not even 2 months in. So do you have more songs lined up, another EP, maybe a full album?
So I've got about almost an album worth of like stuff I'm working on, but I'm still debating like where the size of my following is, whether I should just keep releasing singles every so often or like actually put out an album or an EP. But yeah, I do have a song coming out March 1st with my buddy Flan. So I'm hyped about that. Cool. It's like a crazy hyper pop type song, if you've ever heard of that genre. It's kind of like alternative. It sounds like a mix between like pop, but it has elements from like alternative genres and sometimes like EDM. It's kind of crazy.
Nice. I like that. So you're mixing genres even within the same song.
Yeah.
Which is pretty freaking cool. I have been talking with Jorby here in the Altoons studio. Jorby, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about you and your music.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's nice to like kind of embrace the local scene and kind of dive in there.
Absolutely. And there's always room for more. And there's especially room for people who like purple.
Like,
yeah, right. It's very underrated.
It is very underrated. Move over, Prince. Jorby is here.
There we go.
I couldn't wait for you to come and clear the cupboard. But now you're gonna leave with nothing but a sign. Another evening I'll be sitting reading in between your lines. Because I miss you all the time. So get away, another way to
recording this island observation of Valentine's Day from different emotional perspectives, that's Jorby on IsleTunes with I Really Want to Stay at Your House, and who hasn't felt that way about a crush or a romantic possibility? I clocked no less than 19 singles from him in 2024, and I wouldn't at all be surprised if he surpasses that number for 2025. He's prolific and he loves purple. Dude's channeling some Prince, if you ask me. Y'all know that Prince loved his clothes and costumes, and while you might not be able to find buttless pants in the Princedom of this week's sponsor, you will find clothes and costumes there. Plus more. IsleTunes will be right back after this bit of commercialness.
Longing to refresh your wardrobe but don't want to break the bank doing it? Give yourself the treat of Repeats. Clothes? Of course they have clothes, but Repeats also stocks accessories, jewelry, shoes, plus household items and decorations. And let's not forget costumes, including props and makeup you usually can only find elsewhere at Halloween. All for prices so fabulous, you can work the runway your way. Repeats. Quality used clothing for the whole family and year-round costume center. 95 Capitol Drive in Charlottetown, in the Owl's Hollow building. You'll definitely make a repeat trip to Repeats.
Time now to take all the hearts and flowers of Valentine's Day and wrap them up for another year. Be good to the ones you love, and don't forget what I said before about self-love. Two, if you don't have a sweetheart this year, it's not the end of the world. Or at least that's what I'm going to keep telling myself. Hey, got a bit of IsleTunes news for yous. It's going to move upload days. Yeah, since this thing started a year and a half ago, new episodes have always gone up Sundays, but starting March 7th, fresh installments of the only podcast to just play music from island artists will go live on Fridays instead. Same spanning varieties in the playlist, just a different day. And this first foray into Fridays will be a focus on 2025's Music PEI Award nominees. We'll do Sundays the rest of February, but mark your calendars for Friday, March 7th, as we change things up a bit around here. I'd like to thank Alma Diana, hope I said that right, for becoming the latest subscriber to the IsleTunes YouTube channel. I appreciate the support, and subscribing means you get notified when new episodes do go up. While on the subject of subscribers, become one on Patreon, where you can get exclusive access to long-form video interviews and clips of live performances for just $5 a month. Patreon.com/IsleTunes. You can also help me foot the bills for the running and production of this podcast by making a donation on PayPal, link in the description. Also in the description is a link to where you can get IsleTunes merch. Hang IsleTunes t-shirts, jackets, and hoodies in your closet, plus hang an IsleTunes calendar on your wall. You can also drink your favorite refreshing beverage out of IsleTunes coffee cups. IsleTunes.creator-spring.com, and need I mention, fundage coming out of that will also go towards making this podcast happen. This episode's Islanderism was Islandered by Brent Dolamount, and if you want to hear yourself start an episode thusly, record yourself doing one of these PEI catchphrases and send it to amj@isletunes.ca or leave it on a voicemail at 902-807-4250. You can leave comments or suggestions via these magical mechanisms as well. Like IsleTunes on Facebook and Instagram. Among other scintillations, every week I post links to where you can buy the music you hear on the show. Because why shouldn't PEI artists benefit from being showcased? Isn't such amplification what this here podcast is all about? Musical contribution to the IsleTunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hasham. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and this episode was brought to you by Repeats. Quality used clothing for the whole family and year-round costume center. Next Monday is Islander Day, so why don't we move on to that holiday with some songs about the island? Since, you know, it's our home and everything. I, for one, am glad to be here, especially given what's been going on in my home country of the States, the mention of which behooves me to remind all of you that ultimately freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. Yeah, know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.